Did you guys enjoy that? Aren't you really glad that I didn't sing? Yeah, I told someone last night, I said, I sing solo and tenor. Solo, you can't hear me, and 10 or 12 miles away. Of course, that's old. You guys heard that a million times before. You know, we've been in this middle of this message, just entitled, what? Star. So we did the S and the T last week. What was the S for? Star, yeah. You was in the first service. So it's for the star because, you know, here's the cool thing. In Jesus' eyes, we're all stars. Isn't that good? We're stars with Jesus. There's no big eyes and little U's with God. God loves us all. He cares for us. He created us and he made us. And you know, he doesn't make junk. And so we talked about the star. The star led the Magi, gave them direction, right? Which is really a cool thing. It brought direction and it guided them. The star was also a sign that told them of what? Told them of a king, right? The star was a sign that told them of a king. How many of you have ever searched for something? You look for something and maybe you just your whole life you're trying to find it. See, so the next part of that is ST and the A is the answers. You know, we're looking for answers. The wise men, they were looking for answers too, and they traveled a long time and from a long ways away to find the answers. I remember years ago, I was looking for answers to some of life's greatest questions. How many's ever done that before? And what I found out was the answer was Jesus. See, they followed the star for answers. Rick Warren wrote a book, and it was called The Purpose-Driven Life. How many's ever read that book before? Raise your hand up really high. The Purpose-Driven Life. Now, let me tell you, 32 million, say that with me, 32 million copies are sold. Whether you like that book or not, it tells you that people are looking for answers. Because in his book, he kind of spells out why we were created. And when you start talking about, you know, God, why was I created? That kind of catch people's attention. We all want to know that we're created for more than just sitting in a pew. I remember when I first got saved and the church was over here years and years and years ago, I'd come and I'd sit in the pew every morning, but I knew that I was created for more than just sitting in a pew. How many knows that? God has created you for some amazing things. We have some greeters. I talked about them in the first service. That they greet in the back door. And what happens when you walk up to Grant and Dee or Wanda? What do? They smile. How many knows it's important to? It's a proven fact that it takes more muscles to frown than it does to smile. How many knew that? Smile. You used to always say the smile, it improves your face value. You know what? It's amazing what a smile can do. Someone can be walking into church, just life has ran them over. How many's ever felt like that before? Now, don't raise your hand, but maybe you're feeling like that this morning, that life has just ran over the top of you. I feel like sometimes a Mack truck ran over me, then it backed up and ran over me again to see what it hit. We've all felt like that before. But I'm telling you that the God that we serve, this amazing King, this amazing God, he loves us and cares about us, and he wants to give us purpose and show us why we are created. I saw this. I went into the browser on the internet, and I typed in how to find God. And I got this, and it kind of cracked me up. WikiHow, 13 steps with pictures. I didn't look at the pictures, but I got to thinking, I thought, pictures. What are the pictures for? You know, I don't know. But how many guys are glad that some books come with pictures? How many glad that when you get like a swing set and you got to put that thing together, that there are instructions with pictures? I remember the first time when Holly and Joseph was real little, we bought the swing set from hell. We did. I had to get that thing put together for him in just a day or two. And I got the thing almost all the way together, and those two poles in the center, they were supposed to be the outside poles. I had to take all that stuff off, and that's before you had those little ratchet guns. How many knows those things are nice? Vroom, vroom, vroom. I'm a boy. I make sounds and noises. So you see, the whole thing is God is glad that we're in search, that we're looking for the answers. Matthew 2:2, the wise men, they came searching, and they stopped and were talking to the king. And this is what they said, Matthew 2, 2. It's going to be up on the screen. Let's all read it together. Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? They come in search of the one that was born king of the Jews. And it's amazing. I've always get amazed how Jesus, he desires to answer all of our questions. You know, he came to the Magi, and because they were specialists in star study, he came to them with what? What did he come to the Magi with? A star. Yeah, he came to them with a star. How did he come to the shepherds? Angels. He came to them in ways that you know. Jesus came to me in the way that I knew. He came to me through my best friend. My best friend told me, said, man, you need Jesus. And I'm like, he said, you need to get saved. I looked at him and said, saved from what? I didn't understand the lingo. How many knows what I'm talking about? We church people have lingo. How many knew that? We talk about salvation. And if you've never been to church before, all that lingo sounds like wah, 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 wah. How many remembers when you were a kid, your mama asked you to clean the room? What did you hear? Wah, 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 wah. You had to because it never got done, right? It's the wah, wah, wahs. But see, today Jesus uses people. He uses people like Grant D at the back door smiling. He uses you when you go to your neighbors. Every year we do something a little crazy. We take a little gift to some of our, we don't get it around to all of our neighbors. We take a little gift to some of our neighbors. And this year Cheryl cooked some peanut brittle. And we really have a great street. We have a lot of good people on the street. So we took some peanut brittle to them and said, you know, welcome to Shasta Street, the greatest street there is, or something like that. And so every year we do funny little things or we do something just because we want to connect with our neighbors. Amen. Jesus has called us light. You know what light does? It shines. And it shines better at night. So we go at nighttime. No, I'm just kidding. So the answers. We get answers when we find the star and then follow the star. It's not enough just to find the star and stop there. You got to follow the star. I get amazed. You know, been doing ministry for about 37 years. It's a long time. I get amazed. I've seen people in church before be there for years and then one day come down front and make a decision for Christ. And after that, you never see him again. Because I think what happens is people think, well, okay, I accomplished my task. And what else is there for me? Well, I'm telling you, God has purpose for you. He created you with design in mind, right? You discover your identity and purpose through a relationship. Real quickly, I just want to be perfectly clear that Jesus is more concerned with relationship than just becoming an attendee. An attendee is someone that comes to church, sits there, and goes home. But a relationship is like, man, I've come to church today because I want to worship, hang out with, spend time with God. Because I know that whether I'm up or whether I'm down, if I hang out with Christ, get involved, God's got something for me. Amen? That's the kind of God that he has. So when I'm in search for something, God always has the answers. And a lot of times for me, it's just one through praise. Right? Now, God was thinking of you long before you ever thought about him. God was thinking about you long before you ever thought about him. See, written on your DNA is your purpose. You get to choose a lot of things in life. One day I chose Cheryl. And I told her I was rich. I lied to her. No, I'm just kidding. But I chose Cheryl, and I was just hoping that she chose me too. One day I decided to go to work for mobile, so I chose a job with mobile. I worked for mobile for 14 years. And I chose some other things. But you know what? I didn't get to choose my purpose. My purpose was written on my DNA by God. God wrote that on my DNA. It was so funny. Years ago, we're talking about a long time ago, I was trying to figure out what God had called me for. Really, I didn't know. I'm just, God, what have you called me for? And I'm hanging out with teenagers, working with teenagers, spending time with them, and all this. And one day it dawned on me, maybe God wants me to work with teenagers. See, I'm dumb, but not plumb dumb. I finally got it. But see, God has something written on your DNA. You think, well, not me. No, everybody. Everybody can smile. I promise you. If I went up to you and gave you $1 million, what would you do? Oh, yeah, baby. Thank you, and run, right? As fast as you can. We got to get it, though. See, all of us can smile. We don't know who we're talking to and what they're in need of. Sometimes just a smile to somebody can start a right path. You know, when I drive, I drive, let's put it this way, I drive. And sometimes I'm going to point A to point B. Not quite as fast as my wife. My wife thinks it's a race between stop signs. How many drives like that? Raise your hand. You know what? Most of them was women. Not all of them. Anyway, just saying. I'm in trouble now. But I tell you what, though. I've met a lot of people. My mother-in-law. I love my mother-in-law today. Pat, are you in the search? Oh, she's here. Okay, my mother-in-law's great. Oh, holy God. Okay, so our purpose for life fits in a much larger. Yeah, I'm in trouble. I can't even get my brain to change gears now. Oh, there you are. Hi, Patty. Yeah, I got you. She's feeding me lunch today. I thought she was feeding me lunch today. Anyway, his purpose. There's a lot of things we're going to look for in life. We're looking for answers. But nobody can feel that purpose. You know, when I got married, I was head over heels in love with Cheryl. I still am. I better put that in there. I'm in love with her mother-in-law. I mean, her mom. And her dad. And her kids. Which are my kids. See, God made us with this deeper purpose in mind. This DNA decoded on our DNA. And until I find that, even if I'm in church, I'm not going to be as happy as I could be until I find what that is. And I'm telling you what that is. It's serving Jesus. And there's sometimes you just got to get involved in something. You say, man, I can't figure out what my prayer. Get involved with something and God will lead you there. You know, I was working with a young guy that was doing youth ministry, and we're both doing youth ministry. We didn't have a clue. He was a leader, so I was the less clueless one. I'd only been saved for a few months, and I jumped right in there. I thought, God, I'm going to give you whatever I have to give you. I used to sit on the front pew. If it would be about right where Kenny was at, one of the long pews was there, I'd sit right there where Kenny was at. And I'd sit there, I'm thinking, God, I know you created me for more than just sitting on a pew. But then when I started doing it, I'm telling you, there's so much joy started coming to my heart. I woke up every morning with a reason. How many finds it hard to get up in the mornings? Raise your hand, be honest. You know, when you have purpose in your life, it's like, okay, I'm getting up, but I have something I need to do today. Sometimes I wake up really, really early because my mind is thinking. That one brain cell is really overworked. Check this out, Colossians 1, 16 and B. Everything got started in him and finds its purpose in him. And the number two thing we're going to talk about, so we talked about the S and the T, the A was, what was the A? We just talked about it. Answers. How do you spell star? S-T-A-R. So the R is for rewards. How many likes rewards? How many like, we said this earlier, how many would smile if you was given $1 million? How about just $100? Can you smile for $100? 50. 10. We're going the wrong way, aren't we? So you see, the whole thing is, when God created us, he put purpose in us, we follow that, and then we get rewards. I tell you, the greatest reward that we're ever, 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 ever going to get is heaven. Part of the other rewards here on earth, though, is just the satisfaction of getting to work with people. I remember years ago, let's get real honest for a minute. I don't want you to raise your hand. But I know every single one of us at one time have been so burnt out, we didn't know which way up was. Just get burnt out. Life will burn you out. Marriage can burn you out. Marriage is incredible. It's awesome. But marriage is also work. You heard it. How many times you heard me say that? Marriage is work. But it's worth the. I got it quieter. Marriage is work, but it's worth the. Marriage is work, but it's worth the. You know what Brother Billy used to always say? The first year you could eat each other up. The second year you wish you would have. So everything got started in him. Did we already do that? And finds its purpose in him. Well, okay, rewards. Okay, here, look at some of the rewards we reap. And one of them we just talked about was heaven. Just real quick, because we're going to receive communion here in a couple minutes. My mama died last year about this time. Actually, the last year's Christmas banquet, we were going to the Christmas banquet, or we're going to go to the Christmas banquet. My mom got really ill, and we had ran up there every time thinking this was the last time, just not sure. We got to the hospital up there, and my mom wasn't doing good, but about two times before that, I went up there, and so I thought, I'm going to read from Revelations 21 and 22 what God says about heaven. See, the Bible tells us that heaven is going to have what kind of streets? Gold. But they're not just gold, translucent. You can see through the streets. Isn't that cool? Golden street. It talks about all these beautiful stones. It's going to be embedded. It's going to be beautiful. The Bible says that Jesus is going to be what? The light of the city. There's not going to be any more pain. No more pain. How many hurt sometimes? How many sometimes you don't hurt? Once in a while. But heaven is going to be this incredible, beautiful. We can't even explain how incredible heaven is going to be. But it's one of the rewards. So I was talking to my mom, and I was reading all that stuff about heaven, how awesome it was. My mom hadn't eaten in months. Just a little bite here, a little bite there. She went down to 73 pounds. So I'm talking to mom about heaven. And right after that, I noticed she ate everything on her plate. And I went out to the car like usual to take a nap because I was up really early that morning. I'm in there taking a nap, getting ready to take a nap in my car out in the parking lot of the hospital. If you ever go by a hospital, so you see one sleeping, it just might be me. But I'm sitting out there in the truck, and I got tickled because I got to thinking. Mom wasn't eating until I started talking about heaven. She knows she's got to eat to live, and so she's telling me I'm not quite ready for heaven just yet. And I sit there, and I got so tickled. But see, we have all these incredible rewards that's waiting for us. And I'm telling you, here on earth, I think one of the greatest rewards is just knowing that we get to work for the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. I want to do this last scripture, Matthew 5, 6. Then the choir is going to come in just a sec, or choir to sing. We're going to start with communion. Matthew 5, 6 says this, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they what? Shall be filled." You're seeking answers. You begin to worship God, to hang out with Him. God promises us we shall be filled. I'm going to ask those that worship team come back up if you don't mind. Those that's going to start passing out communion, if you guys don't mind doing that at this time, go ahead and pass out communion. And so my question to you this morning, are you looking for something to fill that place in your heart? Are you desiring the King? Are you desiring time to hang out with Him? We're going to pray here in just a second. And I want to read these scriptures for you, to you first. 1 Corinthians 11, it's about communion. Because what I want us to do in a minute, they're going to play some music in a second. And when they do that, I want you to take some time and examine your life, number one, and also ask God just about, you know, God, am I fulfilling my purpose? 1 Corinthians 11, 23 through 30, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.' For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep." It's so important that when we take communion, that we do it with our life right with God. It's an honoring thing to Him. They're going to go ahead and start singing the song. So I want you guys to take some time, just pray to God.
I dare not trust the sweetest friend.
Cheryl's going to be coming up here. She's going to be praying over the bread. I want to just give some quick instructions. So what we're going to ask you to do is to hold the little wafer and hold the cup for right now. Cheryl's going to come and she's going to pray over the bread. Then Marshall's going to come and he's going to pray over the cup. And then he's going to ask you at that time to partake of it. Cheryl, bless you.
Dear Lord, we're so thankful today for all that we have and all that you've done for us, Lord. We're thankful of this time of year as we remember your birth, Lord, but we remember the real purpose that you came, and that was to save us from our sins, Lord, to die on that cross. And Lord, we're so thankful, so very thankful. Let us always be grateful for this, Lord. And Lord, I ask that you bless this bread, Lord, as it represents your body. We are so very thankful. In Jesus' name, amen.
Awesome. Lord, we just want to come before you, Lord, and just we just want to thank you, as Cheryl was saying, Lord. We just thank you for this time of year, Lord, that we get to just remember on the sacrifice, Lord, but first on you coming, Lord, and sending your son to save us. So we just thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for this cup, Lord, and what it symbolizes, what it reminds us of, Lord. Just your blood to wash away those sins, Lord, that we get to start over. We get redemption through you, Lord. So we just thank you for that. We thank you for that sacrifice. We thank you for the new covenant that we get to start, Lord. So we just pray that as we take this, Lord, that you'll just remind us this season, Lord, that we get to start over with you, Lord, that you get to take away all of those past sins or any of those things, Lord. So we just thank you. It's in your name we pray and take this. Go ahead and take the bread first. And now you can take the cup. Thank you, Jesus. And with that, that's going to be the end of our service. I just want to encourage you guys, just remember that this season and just remind your families of that. We get to be blessed with that redemption and that new covenant. So enjoy. We love you guys. Bye.